180 degrees, new direction.
Yes, listen, you have to pardon my enthusiasm. Hey, listen, that whole set took about 2.5 to 3 minutes in the locker room at work yesterday. I want to take a moment, really, and give a shout-out to my supporters who support my quest to be the next local president of 304. And just some of the people that I'm talking about, as always, my man Dave Brantley, lead guitarist for Postal Jamming Guys, guitar extraordinaire, a.k.a. You got Rob White laying down nice keyboards for me, keeping the beat nice and smooth. He goes by a.k.a. The Menu. My main guy wasn't there tonight, Tony Fat Fingers, always on time, laying down the fattest of the fat bass lines. But you know what? Not only to the Postal Jamming Guys and to Rob White, I want to just give a shout out to all those who support me and support my candidacy. I'm going to be a good president for you. Hang in there with me. Once again, I do thank you for your support. Now, as we give me more. Now, as we get ready for this morning's podcast.
This morning's podcast is going to kind of wrap up a few items that I've been dangling out there on podcasts. Let's try to bring them to a little bit of a close, or somewhat of a close. First thing I want to speak about is I seen a post on Facebook yesterday. Now, again, this is not a national post. I'm just going to let you know that we're about to get immersed in people thinking they know what the share amount is going to be from this RI-399 settlement. Now, yesterday I read a post that a mail handler posted that the local president told them that the share amount will be $75 per share, which, wow. Let's just hold on to that number for a second. So that means that we are going to be paid in increments of $75 per share, which would mean, and again, let me tell you, I don't know that number 75 to be from headquarters. It was posted on Facebook. A member came on Facebook and said they got that information from their local president. So if you're less than 5 years, your share of this $14,500,000 will be $75. If you're more than five, but less than 10, you'll get $150. And I'm sure this is all before tax, folks. If you're more than 10 years, but less than 20 years, you'll get $225. And if you've been in the union or you've been a mail handler for more than 20 years during this period of RI-399 I want to say kerfuffle, but if you've been more than 20 years, that's $300. So based on information that a local president put out to a member, maximum payment for mail handlers will be $300. And I'm simply going to say, if you are in Columbus, Ohio, $300 would have been a ridiculously low number for any mail handler who split that money from the over 2,000 RI-399 grievances. But hey, let's all be happy because we're all getting money. Never mind the folks who actually filed the grievances, who went through the issues, will get a lot less. But again, in the sign or form of unity, let's all share this pie, even though only some made the pie. Now, again, I make no bones with letting it be known. I'm not really satisfied or really elated by the manner in which the union wiped out millions of dollars of grievance money and settled for $14,500,000. But that's what that is, and I'm not going to harp on that because we can't do anything about that. But my goal or my interest is to try to keep members informed of moves like this so you don't just think the agency gave us $14,500,000. No, the agency probably should have gave us about $50 or $60 million, but they settled for $14 million. So let's just keep that in mind. Next topic we need to address real quick. Again, just as I try to wrap some loose ends up, I podcasted on the local president agreeing with management, then having it signed off by the national to bring 40 to 45 new employees into Columbus, Ohio, because the current plant manager hustled the local president and told him that these 45 people were going to be employed because the TMS system is going down. It's going to be repaired, and they want these people on hand to handle that particular situation. Well, let me tell you, if you work in Columbus, the folks are starting to appear. How many mail handlers in Columbus can say that the 45 additional casuals over cap are working in TMS? Not a whole lot of them, folks. You have casuals on the dock. You have casuals in flat prep. You have casuals on the app. You have casuals on the universal sorter. All I'm saying to you is I try to prepare you for what's about to happen, but through reluctance or not wanting to listen to Ken Hodge, you thought I was having a pipe dream. Well, open your eyes and look around, and you'll see these casuals have been interwoven into every pay location or every job function in the plant. So, like I said, what happened here is very similar to what happened in Cleveland. And let me clarify that. When I say what happened in Cleveland, the Youngstown, Ohio office used to come under Cleveland. So I'm going to be a little more specific. When I say happened in Cleveland, I'm talking Youngstown. Now, unless this happened in Cleveland, but I'm not aware of it. But when I say happened in Cleveland, I am familiar with Youngstown processing plant coming under the Cleveland office. So when I say happened in Cleveland, listen, I am talking about Youngstown, Ohio. Contact the members up there. Ask them about the menial little settlement they received in lieu of losing thousands of dollars in overtime, just so your current local president and the current plant manager, yeah, the Bip and Terry combination, can bring additional people over complement in Youngstown. Now, again, my goal with talking about the RI-399 payment settlement that still hasn't been finalized, my goal with alerting you to the nonsense that your local president put Columbus Branch through, my intent on all this is to make you aware. You see, if you understand some of the moves that are being made not in your behalf, then you'll understand where to put your vote when it comes time for you to vote a new leader. And while we shuffled around and try to figure out what our payout on the RI-399 sellout is actually going to be, let me just say this to you, little numbers here. The clerks APWU They got 14,500,000, and their members are going to get roughly $116, something in that manner, something in there. But what happened, 160, 116, somewhere in that area. But here's the bottom line. The APWU headquarters, after all payments have been made, will clear about $850,000 off their members. That's a fact. Based on the numbers the APWU put out, I didn't make these numbers up. So, and they're going to have a lot more transparency than the mail handlers are going to have. When we start looking at a four-tier pay system, I would be interested in knowing how much those national headquarters end up with in their bank account from our, when I say our, the members, RI-399 settlement. Now, again, it's going to be easy to figure out what the APWU did because all their members are getting the same. We've got this complicated four-tier system, which is probably going to be a lot of smoke and mirrors, but the bottom line that I'm going to ask is once all payouts are made, how much is National keeping? Because I thought our dues money that we pay bi-weekly covers the cost of arbitration, law fees, and things of that nature. So I'm going to estimate that the National Postal Mail Handlers Union on a national level will probably put at least $300,000 to $400,000 in their bank account based off of mail handlers being robbed of work opportunities, cross-craft opportunities. I'm just putting it out there like I see it, folks. And if I'm wrong, so be it. I'll apologize. I don't think I'm wrong. So that's a little recap I have this morning. Again, always wanting to keep members in the know so that an informed member is a better member, because therefore you have the capability or the possibility to choose what's best in your interest, not what's best in a local president interest who don't really give a two hoots about the craft. As I said in the opening, my name is Kenneth Hodge. I'm currently the branch president, Columbus, Ohio, but I want to be the local president of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. IOK. Have a great day, everyone.